And just continuing on what Sandy said, we're just keeping the actors' energy up. It's so easy because our cast is just so amazing, and they're so eager and so excited about the show. So that was off of Dolly. Normally I do Steadicam, but I decided that I challenged myself to shoot every single one of these scenes in the stall differently. There was like 8 or 9 or 10 scenes in the stall, day and night. Yeah. And I was basically reading this going, great, we got day exterior stall, we got interior. So every scene I tried to make different and shoot it differently so it looked different.
A lot of shaving here.
A lot of shaving.
And there's water.
Fire and the water. I just thought this was a great scene. This was a scene that Sandy and I talked about. This is a scene that my father, I think every man has had the scene with someone in his life, the teaching of the shaving, the passing of the baton. And so Sandy and I talked about this, and he just went and wrote it, and it was great. It was very funny and charming, and I think it's one of the reasons the episode works. It's the Gene Todd storyline, which ties right into this. And really how Matt's whole arc is, you know, slowly becoming a man and leaving the farm to become his own man, but still staying around to be, you know, a big brother.
This scene, too, was an opportunity for Micah to be lighter. A lot of times in every episode, he has a lot of heavy stuff to deal with emotionally. And so this is a nice, late moment for the two of them.
Whenever you have Todd in the scene, you have an opportunity for just amazing, a different perspective on the show. And this was a good way to see these two brothers in real family love and sort of the authentic brother-brother relationship.
You know, again, we talk about how great our trained horses are. These slings are very difficult for the horses to deal with because the precision of the horse being on all four hooves is very important. Horses are not animals that like to be on three hooves.
Right.
And so, again, it always amazes me how calm our horse actors are and what they'll do anything for us.
Right.
And, you know, it's just great.
Well, I'll talk a little bit about that, but first I want to say Jen just did a great job in the episode in total.
Yeah.
But this was one of the first scenes we shot, and Jen did a great job. Acting to an animal that you could make a case doesn't really give back. I would make a case that these animals are so in, you know, this horse, Picaro, is so in the scene, so in the moment with her. And sometimes horses steal the scene. There's a scene coming up later where Wildfire in the barn just did a great job being in the scene. And the actress did a great job playing to what they were getting from the horse. But that horse wasn't actually, normally in real life, they'd be suspended off the ground. And the trainers basically said, no way in hell we can do that. So basically, he just...
It was a cheat that worked nicely.
And I couldn't put any cameras inside the stall just to make sure the horse didn't get spooked out because you could really hurt the crew and the horse. But that was the kind of shot I wanted to do, to show one horse and then start on the hoof of the other horse to show that it's a different barn, different horse. They're both, you know, I have to have meetings about one horse has a red bandage, one horse has a blue bandage. And we just, you know, there's so much detail that goes into these making TV that if you pay attention to it, you can really find some good stuff and have a good time.
The other thing is not to, you know, ever think that the people, our horse-obsessed fans, who love their horses, they immediately know the difference.
Exactly.
And so we also have to be careful that we don't screw up because we hear about it.
Right. Via email.
Some passionate young women and their horses.
Yeah. This is one of those scenes that I had to shorten it. Chris used to smile and look over at him, and then sort of a depression washed over her, and then she looked back at Wildfire, and she had this beautiful change of her mood, feeling the responsibility and guilt of what happened. But for length, I tried everything I could to keep that moment in the show, but I couldn't. I had to cut it, and it was just ended on her smiling, watching Carrie go.
And this is a nice act out. It really puts Matt in a very difficult place.
Yeah.
Because he knows that there's only one person that could have had responsibility, and he's such a conscientious young man that finding out the horse was drugged, some sort of performance masking drug, it's he does a really nice job with this and where he's going to go next.
And I like doing these hard cut outs instead of doing a fade out. Sometimes I just love on a sound or a cut or a head turn, you just cut out. And I think those are more effective than fade out sometimes.